Welcome to a room filled with legends. How are we doing this morning, boys? Yeah. It's a bit like that after Queensland win the first one, isn't it?
Bloody Queenslanders.
Yeah. Well played. Well played by the boys.
Jeez, you're a nice guy. He's such a nice guy.
Why would you even say that? Please, come on.
We'll get him next week.
All right, speaking of next week, let's have a look at last week and see how we went.
Last time, unlock it in.
You know what? I'm going to go to the Bulldogs. I'm going to go out on a
limb. It's medication time.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Okay? They haven't won two in a row ever, I don't think. So
it sounds like it's time to up the medication.
Most definitely.
No, I'm locking them in. I've got a feeling about the Bulldogs, you know.
I'm going to take the $2.55 Titans to defeat the $1.52 Cowboys.
I'm going to stay on my bandwagon. I've got to go my Raiders. I actually thought they showed a great deal of heart against Parramatta. And on top of that, the Roosters will be missing Tedesco and Tupu, amongst other things. How good is that? Those Raiders, they did the job against the Sydney Roosters. Everybody else excited about that?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I got a lottery ticket off Trevor Rooster over that one.
Look. It's terrible news.
All right, let's have a look at a proper round. This time it's round 14. 8 games on the table, and I'm going to go to Pete Holland first of all to lock it.
Okay, well, look, Brett Camorley going to be taking on his first game as a first-grade coach, so I'm going to steer away from that one.
You could get the dead cat bounce with that game.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, the Warriors as well. I mean, new coach for them.
Warriors.
I don't think it'll help them either. No. Look, I'm going to go with... Look, this week, I've got to go to the Broncos.
It sounds
Raiders
like Pete hasn't made his mind up until this very second.
Well, look, I've already tossed and turned on this one, the Broncos and Raiders, but by 4 points, the Bronx.
Okay.
Well, that's just rude.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Unnecessary. Canberra Raiders coming off a victory against the Sydney Roosters.
A lucky victory.
A very big victory, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. The Roosters were lucky to be that close. We've won 4 out of the last 5.
Go the Bronx.
You'll
never hear me say that again.
It's Suncorp Stadium. I kind of agree with you there, and it really pains me. Sam, who have you got this week, mate?
Look, I think I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb. I am a bit of a daredevil. I think I'm going to take the Gold Coast Titans to beat... the Rabbitohs.
Just quickly, what happened to the last bloke who picked the Titans?
Lost.
Yeah. But it's the law of averages. Eventually, they're going to have to win one.
They're due.
Cody Nikorima is playing at fullback for the Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's his preferred spot, so I just feel like...
It's not his preferred spot, but he played a few games at the Broncos as fullback, and he goes all right. Like him back there because he's got a great
When they
great
were doing shocking, so... I'm going to take him. I'm going to back him. Back the boys.
Good luck. Your courage in this particular segment is to be admired. Nobody is as brave as you.
So why wouldn't you take your newly coached Tigers?
Because there's no chance we're winning. There is no chance we're winning.
Well, this is going to stick it in and twist it on you. I am going for the dead cat bounce.
Wow.
I think Michael Maguire not being there is just... Just the shot in the arm that those West Tigers players need to remind them that it is no longer his fault. It's all up to them. And I don't think Manly are that impressive either. So I'm picking the West Tigers. In fact, I'm locking them in to win it this week.
Wow. So a team that had their coach, their previous coach, come and coach the morning session. Timmy Sheen saying to him in the morning, g'day mate, how are you? Everything's all right. And then cowardly. Rings him up and goes, sorry, you're sacked. Don't show up the Savo.
Yeah, I am honestly furious.
You're going to take them.
I do not agree with the board. Yep. I think that needs a sweep out, the whole entire board, because they have made some really, really stupid decisions in the past 7 years.
All right. You going to lock that in?
What, lock in?
That they're going to get rid of the board.
I hope so.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for locking it in.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.